I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know we have touched on this as of late, but if I was a contractor or someone working on the space launch system or in the Artemis program, I would be very nervous.
Yes, I would as well. I think that program is likely to face, at a minimum, significant changes, if not outright cancellation and a complete pivot potentially toward Mars. Obviously, that is the goal of Elon Musk, and he has a lot of influence right now in the Trump administration and within NASA. And there are lots of arguments to make that NASA should change the way they do business, but there are also good arguments to make, in my opinion, about potential conflicts of interest with SpaceX and Elon Musk having a lot of influence in decisions that will benefit their pocketbook or checkbook, basically. So I think that it's a really interesting time, really kind of unforeseen time, really. I would have never imagined a year ago that we would be in this place. Like I said, there are a lot of good arguments to cancel the space launch system. It is exorbitantly expensive. NASA spent $29 billion of taxpayer money on this program since 2011. It has not launched people yet. It'll cost $2.5 billion just for the rocket to launch each of these missions to the moon. So there are cheaper ways to do this, but I think there are legitimate questions to raise about the motivations behind it.
Yeah, and I think we can start with that part of it. Even during the Biden administration, there was a lot of talk about this is incredibly expensive and, for all practical purposes, 100% disposable. And delay after delay after delay, and then concerns about the heat shield on the capsule. As we know, this gigantic rocket launched once, sent an unmanned capsule around the moon and came back, but there's been concerns about the integrity of the heat shield associated with it, and once again, more and more delays. And then this next one would just be a manned mission, but actually wouldn't land on the moon, would just take a trip around the moon and come back. And as you're talking about, it just keeps getting pushed out and out, and more money is spent. And I think whether Elon Musk is involved or not, you have to wonder, is this sustainable over the long haul? And, you know, when eventually, if this program was sustained, would they meet the goal of people walking on the moon again?
I'll answer my opinion on both those questions. It's not sure. Sustainable. And the second part, is it technically feasible? I think yes. However, the space launch system, a lot of people wanted that canceled for a long time. It's taken way too long. It's been way too expensive. You know, this thing was supposed to launch when the program was announced. It was supposed to be ready for its first human launch before 2020, and now it's going to be at least a year from now, 2026, before it flies humans. And that's, given the history of the program, that's still questionable. And as you mentioned, that upcoming mission is just going to be carrying the crew of four astronauts around the far side of the moon and back to Earth. That in and of itself is an impressive feat. It hasn't been done since the 1970s, but still a few years at least away from landing on the moon. And the space launch system, there are alternatives available to it, no question about it, beginning with SpaceX themselves, the Starship rocket, which is in development. I still think it's a few years away from being to a point, even if they, you know, even if all the regulatory hurdles are shoved aside and, SpaceX has free rein access to both internal money and government funding for the program. I still think they're Starship is 3 years, 4 years away from even launching people at all. And so that's one alternative. The other alternative that NASA could look at is using existing rockets like SpaceX's Falcon Heavy or Blue Origin. The company owned by Jeff Bezos just launched their first New Glenn rocket last month successfully. Those are both very heavy lift rockets that could together create some sort of architecture where you could launch one piece of the mission going to the moon, a capsule, for example, on one rocket, launch the lander or launch an upper stage or kick stage on another rocket to get them out toward the moon. Both those rockets don't match the capability of the Space Launch System or Starship, though. So going back to the drawing board, I think inevitably in the near term, in my view, would delay getting humans back to the moon. And if the Trump administration wants to put people on the moon for a big victorious, triumphant accomplishment before the end of the term, I'm not convinced that going another way would do it, but going another way would be cheaper and it would be more sustainable.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.